I had a good time working with Kobe. I really felt like I learned a lot. He's a guy that is extremely intelligent and extremely intense. And in my opinion, when you're around people like that, they only push you to get better. And so being around him, I really felt like he made me a better coach. And hopefully he learned something from me. But I had a great time, a great year plus with him, and I thought we did some very good things in a short amount of time, and too bad it didn't work for us to be able to work longer together. But you could tell with his intensity, with his focus, with his desire, you could tell why he's a 5-time NBA champion.
And Coach, obviously you had the rare opportunity, you could tell the grandkids someday, Kobe and LeBron coach both of them. What's the thing that separates those two guys? How are those guys different?
Mainly it's their game. You talk about two guys that want to win. They both want to win, and they will do anything to win, believe me. they'll find ways to win. They both work extremely hard in the off season. They work at times that you think that they should be tired due to their hectic schedules. They just find time to get into the gym. But their games are very different. Kobe is probably the best mid-range player that I've ever seen, especially that I've ever coached. His game from 15 to 19 feet, especially off the dribble, is second to none. That's his bread and butter, and that's where he makes his mark offensively, in my opinion. And LeBron's at his size and strength and athleticism. I can go on talking about the intangibles in terms of what his body or physical or the physical stuff he brings to the table does for him. He's one of the best passers I've been around, if not the best passer. I mean, and being 6'8". With the vision that he has, you have to help out just a little bit anytime he plays pick and roll. And when you help out a little bit, he looks over the defense very easily because he is so big. And he makes passes to guys that nobody else can make. He makes guys all-stars that probably shouldn't be all-stars or close to it. So different types of games, different types of individuals, but their makeup, I think, at the end of the day, when it comes to wanting to win, is the same.